gives you a chance to digest.
Rest gives you, your food a chance to digest.
Was that common in the early days?
Yes. Yeah, I've known of several of them, especially my uncle Tom. After dinner, we called it, where he'd very near always, he'd lay down on the floor, go and lay down on the sofa, and have a rest for, 15, 20 minutes, maybe a little longer.
Someone goes to sleep and wakes up and tells you about something he did, and you know he's been asleep all the time. You say, "Oh, you didn't really do that. You just
dreamt it. Had a dream. I had a nightmare."
You ever have those?
Yeah.
Boy, they're awful, aren't they?
Yeah. Wake up and a big snake got a hold of you or something.
Yeah. One Christmas I was going to college, working two jobs at the same time and not getting any sleep. One of them was for the post office out in the railroad yards, loading mail on express cars. And I woke up in a cold sweat in my own bed, hollering and yelling. I dreamed I'd gone to sleep in one of those express cars and they'd locked the thing up, and I was on my way to El Paso, Texas. Funny how real it seems at the time.
Oh yeah, you maybe up on a big cliff and just you start to fall over while you wake up.
Yeah. What do you call it when someone bangs his feet on the floor?
Stomping.
And, let's see.
Quit stomping around out there, huh?
When you hitch two horses to a wagon, you put them in front so they'll
pull the wagon.
Can you put them in back and get them to work?
Oh, you can put a chain on the back end of the cup and pull the wagon backwards. Then you can't. There's no tongue on the back end of the wagon.
Uh-huh. They ever put oxen behind the wagon that way, didn't
they? Oh, they put oxen every place.
Can they get them to work and back?
You mean pull? Oh, they always pull forward.
Uh-huh.
If you're going to hook on to something and pull, you get a wagon stuck out there, get a steam engine stuck, and it doesn't make any difference which way you pull it out, as long as you got a hold of it.
How about the circus when it came to town here? Did they use their elephants in back?
Oh, I rode a freight train once to Salterville to watch them unload the ring of the circus up there, and they used those elephants for everything. Pushing wagons, on to move a car or on a railroad track where they move it with elephants.
Boy, they're slow, but they're sure strong, aren't they?
Uh-huh. A lot of times it's muddy, you know, and they get those wagons stuck. I just get one of those big old elephants, and like you just push it on out of there just like you're pushing a peanut.
Yeah.
Well, he'd eat the peanut.
Yeah. Isn't it strange, those great big old things, those little bitty old peanuts.
Yeah.
They'll spit out the shells, too, won't they?
I think so. No, I don't think so. How do I eat the shell now?
If you had something poisonous in the yard and you saw a little kid going to get over near it, what would you holler to him?
Be careful there. That thing's poisonous. That's a snake. He bites you.
And if you had one of those power lawnmowers out there and you saw him getting around there ready to put his hand on it,
Stay away from there. Be careful. Stay away from there. That thing's sharp. You get your fingers cut off.
Boy, they're dangerous too, aren't they?
Yeah.
I was surprised that that boy ran over that stick.
Well, he had a big one out there. He picked it up.
Yeah, that little one. Did you see what happened when he hit it?
Yeah.
He threw a piece way over here.
Yeah.
First thing he should have done is, well, I think, would be go around and pick up the sticks and the stones in your yard so he doesn't break your windows.
All he wants is to get that mower started and get over this yard and get his money.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you can't blame the kid, because that's funny.
Yeah, he's got to pay for his mower.
Yeah.
But he sure did a quick job.
Oh, yeah.
He could have carried some trimmers with him, but...
They don't trim if they go do anything. I do that myself. I got some good ones.
Yeah, but you'd been happier if he had, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if I've got to have a little extra.